Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from February the 12th, 2024. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance was mostly positive for U.S. equity indexes that closed in positive territory. Leading the way to the upside was the Russell 2000 up over 1.5%. Saw our NASDAQ indices up over 1% as well, along with the S&P 500. They're up 57 basis points. Did see AGG wrap the day up roughly flat and technically in negative territory, along with the Dow down about 14 basis points, and then gold down 44 basis points there. Through the remainder of the video, we'll kind of look at some charts and some notable levels that we'll look to keep an eye on this week. With most U.S. equity indexes, especially large cap ones like the S&P 500, we saw with Friday's action move above that $5,000 level. Still now see support here at 4860, now back above and near the top of that trading band in overall territory yet again. So now keeping an eye on a potential reversal into O's here at 49.40. That's the next possible reversal that we could see into O's, at least from current chart levels. Also saw the NASDAQ 100 move near that $18,000 level, the NASDAQ Composite move above 16,000, and then the Dow Jones Industrial Average move above 38,000 as well, and climb further into that territory as well, nearing the $39,000 level. So seeing a lot of U.S. equity indexes move higher. We still see the Russell 2000 challenging this near-term resistance at 2000 for really the past what seems like almost 24 months now, at least 18 months. This $2,000 level is active and is a significant area of resistance for the Russell 2000. So at the moment, seeing it rally up to here, return to a buy signal following Thursday's action, come up to this level yet again. We'll see if it's able to push above and continue higher, possibly if it's able to even get near the top of the trading band near the $2,100 level there as well. Those will be the moves that we keep an eye out for. Still see nice support here at 1930 as well as at 1900 here, that January low. What's interesting is with Thursday and Friday's action, we did see the 10-week for the S&P Small Cap 600, that's going to be TWSPSML, reverse up following Thursday's action. Also saw the one for the mid-cap 400 10-week there reverse up as well, suggesting that stocks are moving back above their short-term moving average, their 50-day moving average. So we're seeing an increase in those indices. The reason we bring it up is we haven't yet to see the 10-week for the S&P reverse up just yet. So starting to see the small cap one, 10 weeks as well as the mid-cap move just a little bit more at this moment, not much more than that, just a highlight there and point it out. So we'll look to see if we can see the 10-week for the S&P 500 follow suit. As far as crude oil, did see it reverse up last week, towards the end of last week, ultimately moving to the $77 level. 79 continues to be a significant level of resistance, so we'll monitor to see if it's able to climb above that $80 level, clearing that potential near-term resistance. But have nice support here, and has been developed over the past couple of months in the lower 70s, as well as when we look down here into the mid-60s. So it's still a little bit range-bound, but we'll keep an eye out for those levels to see what action may transpire from there. As far as this week's CPI data is due to come out on Tuesday, in the past couple of weeks, we've seen rates move pretty strongly, especially last week moved pretty strongly upward. At this point, for the 10-year, we see it's formed that double top there at 41.50, we would say 4.15%. Still is yet to move above 4.2, though. So haven't yet to see it return to buy signal. Worth noting that even last week, as we saw it sort of flounder around this area, fall back a little bit below two or near four, and then rebound right back, still never got above 4.2 or 42 on the chart here. In this case, conversely, we did see AGG return to a sell signal here at 97.50 on Friday's action. So something to keep in mind there, that we've now seen AGG return to a sell signal. So haven't yet seen TNX return to a buy signal. So that's something we'll watch for this week, see if we can move above that 4.2 level, or ultimately if we reject it and move lower and give a third consecutive sell signal. So we'll continue to monitor all that. And if it occurs, we'll bring it to you in this video. But as always, if you have any particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.